Good morning, everyone. Who here, please raise your hand if you have ever sworn, used the Lord's name in vain, or said something mean to someone or insulted someone. Yeah, I think it's fair to say everyone here has done it at least once. In fact, most of us probably still do it or will do it a lot. Personally, I do not like swearing. I think all my mates know that I, every time they swear, I try to tell them off. But I try my best not to swear. Most of the time, when I do, it will be when I'm in extreme cases of pain, especially after a bike crash. The first time I swore was at a youth group back when Olivia and Luke were at youth group, and Jono and I were just hanging around because Dad was a youth pastor. And we were kind of doing like rough and tumble in our lounge. And Jono and I were kind of fighting each other. And he slapped me really, really hard. And I swore. And then that was the first time I've ever done it. And then I went off into the office and cried. I still do swear on the very occasion when I'm in extreme pain. But I try my best not to. And I know it's wrong. So today, I'm not only speaking on why swearing is wrong. I'm just going to say the word swearing, but what I actually mean is swearing, using the Lord's name in vain, and also insults and, talking negatively about each other and that kind of stuff. And so, if you don't know what using the Lord's name in vain is, I'll just clarify that out for you. So it's stuff like saying, "Oh my God." That's a very, very common one. Or it's anything like saying holy and then, like a swear word or something. Like, you're allowed to say God and holy and stuff, but, use it in a context where it's right. If you're using it because you just stub your toe, that's not right. And Jesus, all that stuff. Anyway, because I'm doing swearing, I think it would be very inappropriate to represent swearing by swearing. So I have my keyboard here. And I'm going to represent all these words by notes. So, that's my illustration for swearing. Anyway, I think today, these days, swearing is tolerated in society a lot. I mean, in school we hear it, tons of people swearing stuff. In fact, Cam, the other day we were going into a classroom to play cards at an interval. And then it was quite a cold classroom, and the science teacher in there wasn't our science teacher, but she said, "This is the classroom," and so that was very inappropriate. There have been other times when our teachers have sworn. I actually told them off, and then they told me off. I asked my mum and dad when was the first time they kind of really heard swearing, and I hope I haven't actually asked mum for permission, but she said that the first time she ever, grandfather to shut up? I know it's not a swear word, but it was really rude, and she got her mouth washed out by soap. So, back in those days, I think, rude language and stuff was very, very, very rude and offensive, and it was punished, whereas these days, teachers swear, and I have classmates and stuff who have heard swear in front of teachers, and teachers don't even care. Basically, swearing is a lot more popular now than it was. Anyway, I'll give another couple examples of when I've heard swearing. I was at the Adventure Park the other, the Christchurch Adventure Park, biking, and I was going up the chairlift. I was just by myself, but I was with two other random dudes, and I managed to get stuck in between them. The conversation sounded something like this. Yeah, not quite, but that sounds quite nice. It wasn't really nice. Anyway, they were basically going up. They were pointing at all sorts of things. Like, "Oh, look at this. Look at him. Every third word was a, And then you start to get mixes of words. So you get chords, and you get, You get, mixing swear words with using the Lord's name in vain, and you get some ugly combinations like that. Anyway, another example. I was at school, just hanging around beside KWOC, and I was just with, they're probably not my closest friends, but I couldn't go play cards with my other mates. And I was just listening to a conversation between two people, and they were just standing there, and then there was a crowd kind of around them listening. They were trying to be funny or something, and it was just a swear word every third, fourth, they were just mixing them. Yeah, it was pretty horrible. Another example is actually on social media and the words we, write down and everything. I just want to clarify that swear words on social media and swear words that we write down and send to each other or whatever, that is still a swear word or insults, Just because you haven't actually said it doesn't mean it's not been thought in your mind. And so I have actually seen this kind of stuff on fellow Christians' social medias. And as Christians, I think we should be representing Jesus. And I don't think that swearing and insults and using the Lord's name in vain is a very good way of representing Jesus. Anyway, if there is a non-Christian in here, I won't point them out or anything, but a good reason, I was watching a video when I was writing the sermon. It was written by a non-Christian, and he said that if you overuse swearing, say you swear all the time, like lots of people do, when you actually are angry or if you actually are hurt, then it loses its effect. You can't really tell. It's like a crying wolf. If you do it so many times, when you actually mean it, no one's going to pay any attention to it. So, and I'm not saying it's right, but that's just a good non-Christian point of view I found. Anyway, now I'll look at some Bible verses. So if we could get the first one up, Andrew and Caleb, about swearing and insults and using the Lord's name in vain. Our first one is James 4:11, and I have the wrong translation on my paper, so I've got it on my phone. It's, do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. So basically this one's talking about do not slander one another. Do not give insults to another. Do not talk negatively. This includes not straight to their face. Like talking about people behind their back and gossiping and all that stuff. It's just not right. Next one we have is James 5 verse 12, and it says, but above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. And some other translations of this say something like, anything more than a yes or no comes from the evil one. And so this includes not swear words and stuff when we curse. I tend to use stuff like flip and flippin'. I'm sure, if you're, you probably hear me say that if you're siblings, friends or anything. But I should stop because it's more than yes or no. In fact, I have my dad on sometimes when he says some of the old-fashioned quotes and phrases and expressions. It's like, for crying out loud, have them on, because it's more than yes or no, coming from the evil one. Anyway, next verse we have is Ephesians 4:29, and it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So I think what I got out of this verse was, anything that comes out of your mouth should have a purpose. It should have a good meaning to it, whether it be for communication, encouragement, but it should never be something negative or pointless. Our next verse we have is Matthew 15:11, and it's not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. And this one here, I think, is talking about, it's really self-explanatory. I've actually, seen other Bible verses. I couldn't find them about, how the tongue is actually the most harmful weapon. Because, what we say and everything, you know, defines who we are. And, you know, if we just say bad things and stuff, it can, you know, defile yourself. Anyway, our next two verses actually is Matthew 12, 36 and 37. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. And I think this one here, I've heard Dad and various other people talk about how everything we do and say gets recorded. You know, God remembers all this. Like, when we get to heaven or on the day of judgment when we die, do we really want God looking down at us and saying, you know, like, you remember that time you called this person this, and then, you know, you said, you know, all this, and well, I don't think God would actually say that, but anyway, and our last verse we have, this is about the taking, using the Lord's name in vain, and this is Exodus 27. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So as I said before about, you know, saying, oh my God, and all this other stuff, it's just not what God wants. It's like, picture this, Cam, would you mind if I use your name for a sec? Is that okay? Brilliant. Picture this, you walk into a, hang on, I need something walking. Stub your toe on the stand, and then you say, oh, Cam. Or, you know, and then you start mixing some piano notes with that name, you know. Cam, how would you feel about that? Do you mind, just...
Sad.
Yeah, I think God doesn't like it when you say that, and I don't think any of us would like it if we used, or someone else used your name to curse. It's just not right. Anyway, now we're going to do an illustration, which is getting up to my main point about swearing. So I need two volunteers and someone who hasn't really done it before. Okay, Kieran, that's brilliant. Would anyone else like to volunteer? Sarah, brilliant. Okay, we have a table over there. Would you, actually, Jono, could you please give them a hand? If Jono takes the ice cream containers full of water, and then, or Sarah, or any one of you, and then just bring the table over here. I want to quickly move this pen out of the way. Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. Okay, so we're going to do an illustration here. What we have... Oh, I'll hide the prizes. Okay, so this morning I got my shoes very muddy. So, if you'd like to swap with anyone, feel free at any time. Okay. All right, in fact, you can reach them in and get it. Anna? Oh, brilliant. Okay, I'll do it then. Oh, okay, it's still pretty wet. We'll try not to make too much of a mess on the table, so keep it in the ice cream container. Oh, man, this is pretty gross. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, so they're very muddy, very gross. Awesome. So what I'm going to get you to do is I found two toothbrushes. They're old, don't really know one uses them anymore. I think they must have been Olivia's old ones. So what I'm going to get you to do, please, is scrub them clean for me. Thank you very much. Just get most of the mud off, and I'll just... oh, thanks for that, Kieran. Oh, yeah, it's getting nice and, you know, doing a good job, guys. Oh, I need to wash my hand or something. A tissue, thank you, Mum. That's very kind of you. It may seem rather dumb, Kieran, but believe me, it's not. Keep it up, guys. I think, yeah, I can do the rest at home. The main point is, can I just see your toothbrushes? Yeah, that's... try just scrape a big bit of mud off if you can. Brilliant. Yeah, try not to clean the toothbrush. No? Like, clean... Just get that big bit of mud there and just keep it on. Brilliant. Good job. Right, now, some toothpaste here.
Oh, God.
Kieran, what's that?
I mean, shivers.
Spitter. Remember, Karen? Anything more than yes or no comes from the evil one. That's okay. Just pray for forgiveness. Right. All right, I got some toothpaste here. I'll just apply some to yours.
I was supposed to say sugar cookies.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be better. Nice. Right, now I'm going to give you the option to brush your teeth with these. You're allowed to say yes or no. Just warning you, if one of you does and the other doesn't, you will get 2 Kit Kats. They're very old. Just warning you. No? So none of you would like to? Brilliant. Thank you very much. Couples have the toothbrush. Awesome. Thank you very... don't have enough hands. Well, in that case, you get one. Feel free to share it because they're old. But I ate a whole block by myself yesterday, so they still taste quite nice. Right, so now we have 2 very, I'd say, dirty-looking toothbrushes. Pretty old. Would anyone like to brush their teeth? No? Raise your hand if you'd like to. You know, I didn't think so. So, believe me, there's a point to this. So, we've established that no one here, out of everyone here that has sworn, insulted, or used the Lord's name in vain, no one here would like to use the toothbrush for a good purpose, cleaning your teeth, that has already been used for a bad purpose. And the point, this is going to relate to everything we say, and the point is we should not be using the same mouth that we use to praise the Lord and to worship Him and to talk to Him or even just talk to people that we do to swear. You know, we shouldn't be using using the same mouth that we use to, you know, you get the idea. So that's my main point today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Brilliant, thank you guys. Right, now I've got a few little handy-dandy tips that will hopefully help you to stop doing these things. So first one is have an accountability partner. And if you don't know what one of those is, it's a close family member or classmate. If you're a student or something, you might want to choose a classmate. Or it could be a husband or a wife. And if you hear the other one swear or insult or do any one of these things, just, you know, catch them up on it and just tell them, hey, that was wrong. Another one is don't listen to songs or watch movies with excessive swearing. There are many songs these days. I'm sure the older generations here, if they heard them, would be in shock. I kind of am. I strongly dislike those songs. They're very bad, and they have loads of negative talk, insults, swearing, all that stuff. It's very unclean. Another option is to use alternate words, but they must only be yes or no, because anything more comes from the evil one. Another option is to punish yourself. Sorry, that sounds harsh. But what I mean by this is, say you swear, or you do one of those things, maybe do 10 push-ups. Yeah? So, Karen, would you like to... No? Okay, no, that's right. It could be 10 push-ups, it could be go for a run, you choose. If you're unable to do something physical, maybe force yourself to read a book. If you don't like reading books, read the Bible. I kind of balance it, but that's not really how it works. And the last one we have is to pray for help. And I think ultimately this one is the greatest solution. Just every night, ask for forgiveness for anything you've said the recent day, and just pray for help. You know, just that's the only way we'll probably get through our bad habits and everything. In conclusion, I think we've gone over what not to do, what to do. And, ultimately this illustration was every time you swear or something, just think, you know, this is the same thing that I'm using to praise the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you very much.